Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Hope your Wisconsin weekend is going great. My lawn is actually just breathing a sigh of relief, I think. I also plant a lot of annuals and planters on the deck. A lot of them got a little bit of water, too. It's all good. Let's head to Sheboygan. Shelly Harms is the Vice President of Marketing and Public Relations. I love Sheboygan. Shelly, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, let's get right to this. Outdoor recreation in your part of the state is really, really special when we get to spring and summer. Let's run through some of these. What about non-motorized water stuff like kayaking and paddleboarding? Tell me about what you got going on.
We have some fantastic opportunities. Kayaking has really taken off over the years. And with us being right here on the Sheboygan River, it's a really nice location. There's a new launch site right here where you can rent your kayaks on the 8th Street launch ramp, which is right next to our visitor center here. So our local EO Surf Shop rents out their kayaks. So you can do that right on the river. That takes you up and down, brings you all the way up to Kiwanis Park, where the new Tributary Beer Garden is. Mm-hmm. So that's been fantastic. They also, EOS does have a stand down at DeLand Park, so now they are doing stand-up paddleboarding as well as surfboards if the conditions are right, so that's right on the beach.
Yeah.
So it's really fun. We have pontoon rentals right on the Sheboygan River. You can rent out a pontoon boat.
Mm-hmm.
There's powerboat rentals.
Wow.
And, yeah, a lot of on the water. People want to be on the water. That's always a great way to experience our location. So the more opportunities to get on the water, whether yourself or renting a charter fishing, anything like that, is just a great way to experience Sheboygan.
Charter fishing's incredible up there. What if you want to do it on your own? Are there tributaries and ways to get on the lake and rivers that people can fish?
There are. So again, that 8th Street launch right next to our visitor center. So 8th and Riverfront Drive is a launch spot, as well as down by the marina. So there's two great big launch spots that you can easily get in and out onto the river.
I love the idea of being out on the water. Sheboygan is a great place for that. Shelly Harms is with us, the VP of Marketing and Public Relations for Visit Sheboygan. All right, what about on the land? Let's start with Segways. They've also become increasingly popular.
They have. We work with a wonderful company that does Segway rentals again. You know, the visitor center is kind of like the heart and soul of the downtown area and the riverfront. So they have, we have a huge parking lot here. So they set up shop there. You rent him in advance. He does a little training here in our parking lot, and then off you go. So their routes bring you down on the lakefront, through the Lottie Cooper shipwreck, down along the beach line. So it's kind of all over the place. But again, another unique way to really experience the waterfront and see the scenic beauty that's all around us.
What about biking? What are the options for getting on your bike in the Sheboygan area?
Biking, there's a lot of new trails. The city is really working hard to making it a much more biking-friendly city. So there's a lot more signage, a lot more directions on the streets and around town. So, you know, bring your bike here, jump on any of the trails that are right downtown that connect you to the other extended ones that go throughout the county.
Another cool thing is that trolley route. Can you tell us about the trolley route?
Sure. The trolley route is great. It starts up in mid-June, runs through August. And I mean, it's a great way to really get throughout the city. It's a dollar hop on, hop off all day long. It brings you through our downtown area, down to South Pier, down along the riverfront. It goes out to some of the major tourism attractions. So you're going to Three Sheeps Brewing. You're going to Bookworm Gardens. Mm-hmm. You're going to the John Michael Kohler Art Preserve. So it's a great way to really kind of encompass the whole city. And if you just want to ride and kind of get a quick tour, you know, and kind of see, get the lay of the land before you decide what you're wanting to do. Or you can just go out there, jump off at Bookworm Gardens, spend a couple hours there, get back on the trolley, and it brings you right back downtown. So there's pickup locations all throughout the area for the trolley, and it's just a fun way to really get throughout the community.
And speaking of fun, you mentioned this earlier, the new Tributary Beer Garden in Kiwanis Park. Tell us about the beer garden.
It's great. We were so excited to have a beer garden back in Kiwanis, and Tributary has just been phenomenal to work with. They're really, really community-minded, so they're partnering with a lot of different community events out there. They're bringing in Three Sheeps was there last week and partnering with them. They're bringing in entertainment. They're really working very collaboratively with the food truck scene. So Monday nights, there's a lot of food trucks down there. And then they just bring in food trucks on the weekend. It's Kiwanis is really developing. They have pickleball court down mm-hmm. there now. The park itself is always busy with events. The skateboard park is there. There's a kayak launch there. So it's really kind of become a hub, like almost in the middle of the city. So to have that beer garden there is fantastic.
Visit Sheboygan.com is the website. Check that out. Shelley Harms is the Vice President of Marketing and Public Relations for Visit Sheboygan. Thank you so much, Shelley.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. And that trolley route, by the way, is really, really cool. And it runs the next few months, so check out the trolley route. Up next, we check out the travel secretary, Ann Sayers, when Experience Wisconsin continues.